Recorded books and One Click Digital present Someone to Love, a Westcott novel by Mary Balog, narrated by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. Despite the fact that the late Earl of Riverdale had died without having made a will, Josiah Brumford, his solicitor, had found enough business to discuss with his son and successor to be granted a face-to-face meeting at Westcott House, the Earl's London residence on South Audley Street. Having arrived promptly and bowed his way through effusive and obsequious greetings, Brumford proceeded to find a great deal of nothing in particular to impart at tedious length and with pompous verbosity. Which would have been all very well, Avery Archer, Duke of Netherby, thought a trifle peevishly, as he stood before the library window and took snuff in an effort to ward off the urge to yawn, if he had not been compelled to be here too to endure the tedium. If Harry had only been a year older, he had turned 20 just before his father's death, then Avery need not be here at all, and Brumford could prose on for ever and a day as far as he was concerned. By some bizarre and thoroughly irritating twist of fate, however, His Grace had found himself joint guardian of the new Earl with the Countess, the boy's mother. It was all remarkably ridiculous, in light of Avery's notoriety for indolence, and the studied avoidance of anything that might be dubbed work or the performance of duty. He had a secretary and numerous other servants to deal with all the tedious business of life for him, and there was also the fact that he was a mere 11 years older than his ward. When one heard the word God.